All right, look, guys, look what showed up today in the mail. This is the Flavor Pack for the Advent calendar for this year. And it has, looks like 12 different trips around the agave world. So today I figured we'd pop one open and give it a try. One of the things it comes with here is you get a map of where all of these agave treats come from, and it breaks down what they all are. And I'll let you get a little info. And then, of course, we get a really cool Glencairn. You know, if you don't have enough of these laying around, what a cool thing to get for somebody as a gift so they can try some different things. Let's go ahead and pull out number one here. What do we have? All right, let's figure out what number one is here. You got a little flavor trail that's going to break it down for us. It's got the regions where everything came from, which is pretty cool. And it looks like number one is the Codago 1530. So let's try this one out. This is actually a tequila that I've never had, so it's worth giving a shot right here. So every stop's gonna tell a little different story. I'm pretty excited about really trying it. It looks like it's a pretty cool little process here. So this one is a little bit of a pink hue to it. So it looks like it might be the Rosa. It just says Codago 1530. Yeah, okay, so rested in Napa Cabernet barrels, so this is their rosé. I do get a nice cooked agave. It's a little funky, actually. I don't know, it's not bad. Let's give it a try. Nice cooked agave. It's got a nice little bit of heat there. It's got a nice sweetness. Don't really get anything fake. I get a little bit of a fruity and floral note. The finish has got a really nice fruit flavor to it. Let's try that again. I'm not going to say it's my favorite tequila I've ever had, but it's also not the worst thing I've tasted. It actually has a nice fruity citrus flavor to it. It has a nice finish. It's kind of balanced, gets you in both sides of the mouth. I'd probably drink that one again. So for day number one of the Flavor trip, I'm going to say, hey, that's pretty exciting. There's only 12, so I don't know how often I'm supposed to do this, but we'll dig into another one here in a couple days. Thanks for tuning in and checking this out. And if you're looking to get a gift for an agave fan and you just want to send them a bunch of things to try, this seems like a pretty solid package to send out. I'll put a website on here so you can check it out. Cheers. Have a great weekend.